From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets post modest gains despite a weakening Chinese economy. Asian markets trended higher in late-day trading Wednesday after 2 days of global market uncertainty over China's economy. Tuesday, European markets gained, but U.S. equities lost value. Financial writer Rhonda Schaffler says the market volatility is a surprise to some.
The market over the last couple of days is behaving as the market typically does. The issue is we just haven't seen this kind of volatility for some time. So really what's been happening in the market is dramatic. It feels scary to some. The headlines look nasty. But markets go up and down, and we've been in a period that has been absent of volatility for so long that many investors have forgotten that this is what it's like.
Tuesday, China's central bank cut interest rates and told banks they could hold less money in reserve, making it easier for consumers to buy and companies to build and hire. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is expected to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba. The UN Security Council Tuesday threatened him with sanctions if he doesn't. Speaking to the council Tuesday, the head of the UN mission to South Sudan, UNMISS, Ellen Margrethe Loy, said heavy fighting continues.
Despite this hopefully positive development, the security situation on the ground has been volatile and tense. Fighting in the greater Upper Nile region has remained intense, and further escalation of hostilities in southern Unity State has had increasingly severe consequences for the civilian population.
She warned the peace deal is only a first step, saying peace, stability, and prosperity will not come to South Sudan overnight. Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders says two of its workers were killed in Unity State. This is VOA News.